when you love someone. You renounce all sorts of things for the sake of the one you love. Think of, well, it can be in little ways, normally it is, the daily sacrifices of life. But oftentimes it's big things. You think of someone like the farm boy who falls in love with the city girl. And as he gets to know her, he realizes she could never live on a farm. Right? In that lifelong dream of being a farmer, he has to surrender in order to spend his life with this woman. Or you think of any married couple as they start to date, or in those early years of marriage. For the sake of the one you love, you might pass up a job opportunity, maybe even a career. The way you spend your time is no longer your own. Perhaps you have to live in one city as opposed to another one. And yet if you love the person, it's easy. You do it willingly. Anything for the sake of the one you love. Or those of you who have children. When you start to have children, you renounce a great deal of things. Maybe certain lifelong dreams have to be put to the side, at least delayed for a while. Perhaps the amenities, the luxuries that you wanted to have, you change your mind and you begin to invest that money in your children instead of getting things for yourself. The desire to travel the world, to see exotic places, all of a sudden becomes trips to Disneyland and Legoland and the beach. And you do it happily because you love your children. Our Lord Jesus Christ says today, if you love me and you want to be my disciple, I call you to renounce everything. All that you possess. And I think sometimes people hear that and say, oh, he must have been talking to the apostles, right? That's for the priests, that's for the nuns. It says he was speaking to great crowds. He was speaking to everyone. If you want to be my disciple, you have to renounce all of your possessions. So what does that mean, to renounce something? It does not mean that we have to leave something behind. It means that we have to let go of the claim that we have on that thing. It means to let go of the claim we have on that thing. Jesus, I give you everything. I give you my health. I give you my finances. I give you my family and my future. I give all into your hands to do with whatever you will. Have you ever said that to our Lord? I renounce everything for your sake. I remember reading about Mother Teresa, and when our Lord called her to leave her religious order and go to found another one. Here she is happy with her sisters, and they all start to think she's a little bit crazy. Why would she want to leave us and go wander the streets of India? And when she begins to do so, rumors start to spread about her. What is she doing wandering the streets at night? And she discovers that all these people are talking about her. What does she do? She said, Lord, if you want my good name, I give even that to you. I remember a lady one time, a lady I know with a stunning smile, right? She walks the room and everyone's dazzled. She took pride in her smile. She knew that there was a certain power that it had. When she realized that, she said, Lord, I give you my smile to do with it whatever you will. A few weeks ago, a Christian family, a non-Catholic Christian family, they asked me to come pray over one of their children, one of their sons. And when I go to the family's house, I'd never met them before, and I'm sitting down with the husband and the wife, and the wife has to leave the room to go attend to their child. And the dad shares with me a story about one of their children on the day that he was born. He says as soon as he was born, there were complications that they had not expected. And so the doctors rushed the child off to perform an immediate surgery. And as they rushed the child off, a few minutes later, one doctor comes back and he says, these next 24 hours are going to be critical. If your son survives these 24 hours, there's a good chance that he'll live. But there's a very strong possibility he won't make it through. And the man said to me, he said, Father, in that moment, I did not know how to pray. And I look at the guy and thinking, gosh, that'd be the easiest time to pray, right? Your heart would flow. He said, because I wasn't sure what God wanted to do with my son. Did he want to leave him here on this earth with us, and if necessary, perform a great miracle? Or did he want to bring my son home to heaven? And therefore, I should be praying for my wife and my kids that we embrace this cross with faith, because God is all good. That man loved his son incredibly, but he knew that his son was God's son first. How important is it to renounce everything? Our Lord says it's like a king going off to battle. And if he looks and he realizes, oh my gosh, I don't have enough, I can't win this war, he's not going to go. Or if a person's building a tower, if they don't have the materials, they're not going to start. If we don't renounce everything, our Lord is saying there's a chance that at a certain point you will lose your faith because you'll be more attached to something in this world than you are to me. And what is the most difficult thing to surrender to God? It's our loved ones. Do you love God more than you love your wife? Do you love God more than you love your husband? Or your children? Your family? Your friends? If we have not surrendered everything into His hands, there will be things that lead us astray from Him. St. Gregory the Great said it this way. He says, when our Lord says, you have to hate father and mother, wife and children, what does He mean by that? He says, you have to love God more than you love everyone around you, or else you'll end up loving them more than you love God. And they'll lead you astray from His will. I close with this. I remember in my adolescence developing a great anger towards my dad because I realized that he loved God more than he loved me. And we had not grown up that way. And then realizing that he loved God more than he loved my siblings. But what most bothered me is that he loved God more than he loved my mom. And I look back now, and I think, where would we all be if he had not loved God first? I have very little doubt that I myself would be lost. And over the years, I would realize that unless one loves God first, you'll never love the people around you as he calls you to. To put God first then gives you the grace to love everyone else as he desires. May we ask for the grace to renounce everything, all of our possessions, out of love for Jesus.